Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day. Yes, of course, it's late again. Saturday, the 11th of August, 2012. So I think I'm about a week and a half out this time. And actually, the fact that the show is late ties in very nicely with what I'm going to be talking to you about in the show today. Because it's been 5 years since the very start of the People Building Podcast, and it's been an amazing 5 years, because actually one of the real benefits of having produced this show is telling you lot on a regular basis my progress, and you've no idea how much social pressure that's put me under to actually commit to making my business the success that it's become today. And it's been by no means plain sailing, and it's by no means made me a millionaire yet, but it's all going in the right direction, and it's incredibly positive. And actually, some of that is down to the fact that I've made a commitment not just to making it work, but to sharing that with all of you on a very regular basis as well. So if we look back over the last 5 years, the People Building Podcast has now been downloaded in excess of 1 million times. So that's not necessarily 1 million different people, but we've had over 1 million downloads. It's been in the top 10 of the iTunes Alternative Health download chart since it started all that time ago. And despite many a technical glitch along the way, from having to change podcast service providers and oh God, all sorts of different errors, and I've had to learn so many technological things about RSS feeds and new systems like GarageBand, and gee whiz, I mean, it's been a tough job, this. And one of the other sort of developments throughout the course of the show has been, it initially was so popular because of the evolution of the iPod, and now everyone's got iPods and iPhones, and podcasts are kind of to a penny. So I'm really pleased that we've managed to stick within that that top 10 area for so long, bearing in mind the amount of competition that's out there now. And also, we did the video podcast phase. Some of you remember the video podcast, and we still do a video on iTunes on a fairly regular basis. But there was a time when those videos were also put out to the world on iTunes as well. It's just so funny. It's so funny looking back and thinking about where I was when I did the first show, the very first ever show. I was sitting on my bed in my bedroom at my mum's house, because that's where I was still living at the time. And it's just so bizarre looking back and thinking that I went from there, and I went on, and I had my little flat, and I used to sit there and do the shows, and then I've moved to this lovely, lovely place now. And it's been such a sort of a gauge of how things have progressed over the last 5 years, kind of looking back at all the shows. And I used to put so much effort into the shows in the very beginning. I used to ask you guys to write in, and we used to have like a little agony aunt section where I'd solve problems, and I used to keep a log of all the stuff that we'd done. And I've got a wonderful, and I wish I could show you all this actually, but I've got this beautiful, beautiful scrapbook with cuttings of emails that people have sent me over the years, saying thank you for the show, and just telling me bits of their story, and maybe something that I've said that's really helped them to make a change or do something very positive in their lives. So for me, the show over the last 5 years has been what it's been. I can hear my voice going. The show over the last 5 years has been what it's been because of you people who have been listening to it. And some of you I know have come and gone and come back again, and some have just gone. and some of you might be new to the show as well and have not listened to the back catalogue. And I know a big chunk of them are still available on the internet land somewhere. Possibly not all of them on iTunes, because we did switch channels at one stage and went to a different service provider. But I'm sure you can kind of go out there and do some digging around if you want to find the really old stuff when the shows were like hours long. And it's going to be a tough show today, because today I have quite an important announcement to make. And the buzzing that you probably just heard a few moments ago was actually from my assistant. And it's just said I've just read the article, which I'm going to be sharing with you in a moment. It says it says big hug, because he obviously knows that I'm going to be recording this show today. So the important thing about today's show is that, yes, it is 5 years on. It is our 5 year anniversary, and that's quite a poignant thing. It's also the day when I say goodbye to the show. God, this is rubbish. I didn't think I would get so emotional about this. This is so silly. It's just time to wrap this up now. And to move on to some bigger and better and more exciting things. So it's a very important step in the right direction, because actually I've been working bloody hard for the last 5 years, and I don't really want to keep doing that anymore. So today is the last of the People Building podcasts. And before I explain to you the reasons why, I just wanted to say thank you very much for listening. And I really genuinely do hope that there's been something brilliantly valuable, even if it was just one small thing that I said once upon a time, that you've been able to take from this show, because I've really, really enjoyed doing it, and I'm gonna miss it, but I'm also going to make great use of the extra time that I gain as a result of not doing this show anymore. So sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, and sniffing up the snot and wiping away the tears, thank you very much for listening to the People Building podcast. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack. Plus, you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP, and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. So the benefit of this section is I'm not freestyling it. I've only got to read it off a page, therefore there's no need for me to become all emotional and stupid about it. And let me be clear that I'm doing this because actually it's a very important positive step for me to make. It's just, I don't know, it's a bit like, I don't know, it's like I'm saying goodbye to a load of friends that I've probably never actually met in person anyway, but I think that's the difficult thing about it. But anyways, let me share with you the reasoning behind what's made this decision come to light. And those of you that are in the People Building Members Club will know a little bit about decision making because it's one of the topics that we covered this month. All right, so this is called A Third of the Way. There will probably be a video for this on YouTube, but it's not there yet. It certainly is, however, an article on the People Building website in the resources section, and this is what it says. I figured I might live into my 90s, and that makes me about a third of the way through my life. There's actually bits of my life now that happened so long ago, it's almost like a story about someone I used to know rather than about me. And I've got that thing that happens when you get a bit older, when time feels as if it's travelling faster, and it was only Christmas yesterday, I'm sure. And organised family members are asking me where I'll be planning on having my Christmas dinner this year. As I occupy myself with day-to-day life, cramming in as much as I can with time whizzing past, I'm conscious that being a busy person, I have a fine skill of being able to get so much stuff done that I'm also at times missing things. For example, I'm on the train right now. Obviously, I'm not, but I was when I wrote this. Busily entertaining my mind about the next sentence I should write, and not at all paying attention until I decided to write about it, about the experience of my back aching a little bit and my shoulders being tense. It's a beautiful day outside, and I'm not at all paying attention to the fields and the trees that pass me by, or the smell of the aftershave of the man sitting next to me. I've come to realize that with all the busyness, while stuff gets done, I'm dipping out of the real life experience. And the next thing I know, I'm a third of the way through my life. Wherever you're reading this right now, just be aware of your sensory experience. The real life experience of being where you are in your world right now. The things you can see, hear, smell, taste, and feel. You'll find that when you do, life actually slows down because you start living in the now rather than the where you need to get to. It feels like there's all the time in the world, and you can even take a moment to realize everything you have brilliantly achieved so far. With this in mind, I'm shaking things up a bit and making some changes so I can be less of a manic busy person and instead find, I hope, that time slows down a little and I can be in my life instead of conducting my way through it. Today, I will produce the last ever episode of the People Building Podcast. In the 5 years I've made the show, there's been over 1 million recorded downloads, which is pretty immense. It's been great fun to do. And I hope that my contribution to the NLP and hypnotherapy community is valued in some small way. I will also be creating newsletters and articles less regularly or less formally, and instead, I'm going to focus on slowing down time and enjoying every ounce of the next two-thirds of my living experience. So thank you to everyone who's ever contributed to the articles, videos or podcasts with your comments, suggestions, opinions, or feedback, or who simply listened and enjoyed the show at some point in the last 5 years. So, God, I'm going again. Thank you very much to all of you. And yeah, I really do genuinely hope that whether you're listening now or at some stage in the future, having stumbled across this podcast once upon a time and realized that actually it might have been something quite useful in that, should probably go back and check over the back episodes. Then, I really hope that that there has been something of value in here because it's been really hard work. And actually, it's cost me a little bit of money to produce this blimmin' show that I never got sponsored for and I never won any awards for, but I've enjoyed it all the same. So, if you'd like to say goodbye, or I don't know, make some kind of acknowledgement for the fact that once upon a time I was here, then the email address to contact me on is gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. And that, my friends, is that.